From KLW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Fremont.
South of Market.
The Marina.
The E.
Trail Hill. The Dirty 94107.
I'm from Israel, living in Santa Clara.
Coming up, we'll sit in on a Toastmasters meeting where you learn to master public speaking.
But for the last 20 speeches here at Hubmasters, I haven't used any notes. I am note free.
Then, when you don't have the right words, try saying it with a mixtape.
You know, it was usually like someone you were in love with, or there was usually a reason for it.
And we'll try to find the perfect partner at a Muslim matrimonial mixer.
Obviously, we don't have like bars that we can go to and meet Muslim guys, so it's just through friends.
We'll be joined by authors and power comedians Chris Collin and Rob Bedeker, who always have the right words for any scenario. Join us for the public radio party. Welcome to this very special edition of Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and we are celebrating KALW's public radio party with Chris Collin and Rob Bedeker, authors of What to Talk About on a Plane, at a Cocktail Party, in a Tiny Elevator with Your Boss's Boss. Welcome.
Thank you, Holly.
Good answer. Good conversation.
You like that answer?
Started
it's really
there,
rolling. Yeah. How do you like the bass? I'm trying to play the bass and talk at the same time.
It's awesome. So we are in the midst of this public radio party here at KALW. It's been going great. We're in our final 25 hours, yes. But we've asked you here to help us with our party talk, because we're going to have an official party on June 11th. Everybody who donates during this drive is invited, but we thought maybe you could get us kind of up to speed on party talk. What to talk about, how to feel real comfortable in your own skin, all of the tips that are in your book. So, you know, you guys have thought a lot about this. You guys have written a book, so we can consider you experts at small talk. Why did you write this book?
Well, thank you for having us. You know, look, I think we all do okay at conversation, but there's about 6 or 6.5% of the time when we hit the wall. You know, some of us is more. Rob sometimes struggles. But we did this book because, you know, we all have it in us to get better, either with strangers or with people we know well.
It's kind of a physician heal thyself situation where we thought we're doing okay, but we should take our own medicine and really try to take it to the next level.
Yeah, it's not real medicine, but it's a book.
it's a book medicine.
Book type medicine.
That's right. Yeah.
And one of the things that you say is that when you read this book, it will change your personality permanently and pretty much immediately.
Yeah, it's like brain surgery in a positive way, and it's going to improve your life, change your personality, and allow you to enter new realms of the imagination, of conversation, and to really disrupt and shake your life up. Because we all need that.
Well, our first story that we're going to hear in just a minute is about people trying to get better at public speaking. Can you just give us a couple of quick tips?
For conversation?
Yeah. Party yeah. conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob's blowing
I'm
it already.
Stuck
He's really
again.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Rob didn't prepare.
Yeah.
Preparation
that's
is number one.
That's the first
one.
Thing. Preparation.
Yeah.
And most of us come to a party with a salad, a bottle of wine, someone invites us over for dinner, but we don't do the same thing with actual content, ideas, stuff to talk about. So do your research. Write it down on an index card. Buy our book. Put it in your back pocket so you have some stuff to talk about. Bring something to the party.
And do you pull these index cards out and consult them during the party?
You can. And that will give a gift to the people around you. It'll give them something to talk about. We like dilemmas, and there are a few really provocative ones. You know, pie versus cake. Holly, where do you stand on that issue?
Totally for the pie.
Yeah, and you're wrong.
No question.
And you're wrong. And we could talk about why.
I see the peanut gallery says I am right. Just one more little tip here, Chris.
Play a game with people. There's nothing wrong with having a game in your back pocket.
Like pie versus cake?
No, that's not a game. That's very serious. A game would be, let's talk about what those two people on that corner of the party are talking about. Let's make up what we think they're discussing.
Open a book, pick the first two words on the page, and that's a movie that you're going to create together and develop a movie pitch on the spot with your new friend at the cocktail party.
All right. Well, these are very, very helpful hints, and I think they're going to help us at the actual public radio party, which will be June 11th. We'll tell you how you can attend that. That's Rob Bedeker and Chris Collin. They are the comedy duo and authors of What to Talk About on a Plane, at a Cocktail Party, in a Tiny Elevator with Your Boss's Boss. We'll hear about that one in a minute. We're going to hear more about the book, more about how to talk at a party or in any situation. In fact, we've got a bunch of situations that people from the KALW newsroom cooked up that are real scenarios that they've lived and real dilemmas that we want you to solve. So let's first listen to this story, which is all about getting more comfortable with public speaking. When you hear a really good speech, it's easy to assume that the speaker has some inherent talent for it. But in fact, it's a skill, and one organization has decided to break it down for people so they can master it. It's called Toastmasters, and it started in California 90 years ago. Today, it has nearly 300,000 members across the globe. In San Francisco, a local chapter meets downtown on Mission Street every week. KALW's Lila Day brings us their tips for podium glory.
Where leaders are made. That's the Toastmasters tagline. And tonight, there are about 10 people here hoping they'll be the next ones. One of the first rules of Toastmasters?
Be aware of time.
So it's going to be an exciting evening because it's going to be fast and furious with four pitches, approximately 2 minutes each.
Tonight, each person will pitch a business idea. But they need to have a plan. There's only 2 minutes, and within those 2 minutes, they should be convincing, speak clearly, and try to sound natural.
So my startup is called Street Academy, and the idea came from when I went to college.
Antibiotic drug resistance is a growing problem, and
I work with all kinds of people. I've actually done a lot of supervising with volunteers.
Each person stands up when they speak. I quickly learn more rules of Toastmasters.
Introduce yourself immediately. Shake hands and make conversation by asking open-ended questions.
These tips are part of a plan meant to break down the art of public speaking into easy, digestible steps. They also provide a supportive atmosphere. So when each person finishes presenting, the room erupts with applause. And whenever a new person is introduced, there's applause. There's so much applause that it becomes a natural response in place of smiling or nodding. We clap.
Yeah, it kind of seems awkward in the beginning, doesn't it? There's a lot of applause. It brings the energy up, and it also gives positive reinforcement as well.
James McBrien has been coming to these meetings every Tuesday night for months.
I'm just a Joe Schmo member obsessed with public speaking.
McBrien treats Toastmasters like a mental workout. When it's his turn to give a speech, he talks about what he's gotten out of the program.
This is the Toastmasters manual. You all get it when you become a member, and I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Many people come to Toastmasters looking for help with presentations at work. That's what brought McBrien, a tech entrepreneur, here. He's been in a lot of situations where he's had to make a good first impression in a matter of seconds. So being a confident speaker is something he's here to perfect.
But for the last 20 speeches here at Hubmasters, I haven't used any notes. I am note-free.
Hubmasters, by the way, is the name of this local group. And McBrien does look confident. He makes eye contact. He uses his hands. He's a seasoned speaker. But he says he still gets nervous.
I get butterflies in my stomach. I can't sleep at night. My speech starts morphing in my mind if I haven't prepared enough at night. So, in other words, I'm kind of at Toastmasters because I'm an anxious person and I want to relieve anxiety.
According to Toastmasters, you can get over that anxiety by exercising confidence, kind of like a muscle. So, after every few speeches, there's an exercise round called Table Topics. These random conversation starters help everyone get warmed up to speaking in front of people. Today, it's a hypothetical job interview. McBrien poses as the employer and Maureen Bogues as the applicant.
Why are you better than the other candidates applying for this job, Maureen?
I'm applying for a job as a marketing person for a theater company. I would bring a lot of background to this job.
And then McBrien turns to me. Everyone that comes to Toastmasters meetings is urged to take part. When I finally agree, the group responds the best way it knows how. I stand. That's another rule I learn.
All Toastmasters must stand when they talk.
My hands feel a little clammy. My heart starts racing faster. I wonder if my upper lip will do that twitchy thing it sometimes does when speaking in front of a full room.
I'm interviewing to be a server at a yogurt stand.
But once I start talking, the nerves settle. It gets easier.
And I can increase your sales because I'm natural, I'm charismatic, and I love yogurt. That's it.
It doesn't really matter what anyone says at the podium. The key is to feel comfortable saying it.
Occasionally you talked a little bit fast, I think.
After everyone's pitched or participated in the table topic, it's time for feedback.
I talk a little fast when I get nervous also.
Someone is assigned to take notes on grammar. That's the grammarian. Then there's a timer, an evaluator, and someone who counts uhs and ums.
Timing was phenomenal. I just can't say enough about timing. Jonathan, you came in at 2:22. Very nice. TJ, 1:54.
Bill, you had three uhs, one and, one so. TJ, six uhs.
Some of the participants frown at the amount of uhs and ums they were cited for. A couple of people shake their heads in disbelief. But it doesn't seem to bring them down. Those same people volunteer to give their very first speech at next week's meeting. That drive to keep working on this is key to Toastmasters. Once you complete 10 speeches, then and only then can you receive the ultimate Toastmaster prize, a certificate with your new title.
Competent Communicator.
For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan here in the studio live with Chris Collin and Rob Bedeker, authors of the book What to Talk About. All right, so have either of you gone to Toastmasters?
I've never been, but I've been trying to get Chris to get his competent communicator badge.
Yeah, that would be nice. I don't want to knock Toastmasters, but there's one thing I did notice listening to that segment. They were all those remarks were pretty much talking-based. Not one of those speeches was silent. Silence is a tool that we, what to talk about, advocate. You know, silence, first of all, an awkward silence in your conversation. That's when people frantically fill the silence with their most revealing stuff.
I've got to ding you for an there, Chris, but keep going.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Well, that brings me to my next point. Dings, any kind of conversational failure like an awkward silence, that means that you are willing to bungle a conversation. And when you're willing to fail, that means you're ready to break on through to the other side.
And we're big fans of scoring. In conversation, it doesn't happen enough. You know, how am I doing? How's my eye contact?
Asking the person you're talking to?
Take a time out and check in. Why not? How else are you going to get better if you don't have any feedback? So get some real-time feedback. Am I talking too much about myself? Too much flirting, too much nonsense, too much, too many questions, touching.
Yeah. What about this, the Toastmasters rule about being aware of time? What do you think of that?
Yeah, in a cosmic sense, you've got to be aware that we're only here for a blink of an eye.
That's true.
And so you getting up in front of a crowd is meaningless, existentially, and that takes all the pressure off.
Yeah.
And so they said, ask open-ended questions. That was something that's in your book. What do you think are the parallels between Toastmasters and what to talk
that's
about?
That's a great open-ended question,
Thank
Holly.
You.
Yeah, we advocate asking for stories rather than answers. Look, KLW knows that. You wouldn't just broadcast answers. Seven, dog, Uranus, cauliflower. That would be boring radio. Ask for stories. You know, that's something that we know instinctively, if you ask a child, how was your day? What do they say? They say, fine. But if you say, tell me three things you did at recess, they still blow you off. Kids are awful. That's my point.
But for your listeners going to this party on June 11th, after they pledge to go
to
the party.
Let me give out, go ahead and give out the number. Would you?
Oh, you mean 800-525-9917? Wait, did I get it right? It's 800-525-9917. 9917.
That's how you can join the public radio party on June 11th in the Mission District. And Rob and Chris are here to give you tips on what to talk about at that party. But you got to become a member at any donation that works for you.
So at a party like that, the conversation killers are, how are you doing? How is your day? They ask for one word answers, right? Fine, good. And with a little bit of a shift, you know, what did you do before you came to the party? What are you planning on this weekend? You open it up, and you'll usually get a story that will then put out its tendrils, and you can
and
follow
you can
those.
Grab onto one
grab
of those.
And
yeah, and take a bite.
Yeah.
Take a big bite. Well, that's great. We are talking with Chris, Colin, and Rob Bedeker. They're the authors of the book, What to Talk About, which when you join the public radio party, you can get this book for a donation of $100 or above. And then if you read it before you go to the June 11th party, you'll be so prepared. In fact, it will change your personality permanently, according to the book. So what we did was we asked some folks around the KALW station for some scenarios, a kind of Dear Chris and Rob. And these are people who need advice. So let's go to the first one.
My name is Ashley Ann Krigbaum, and I recently went to a club to see a favorite band, and in walked a recent ex who we kind of had a terrible breakup, and they were with their new person. And it was one of those things, you can't ignore this old ex, but I just had no idea what to say, so I just kind of made goofy faces and said nonsense. What would you guys have said?
First of all, can they see faces over the radio? This is the face I would make. You know, can they see that?
Yes.
Yeah, they can see that. Okay, so that, I would start with that.
Sort of a baby pirate.
So do you think goofy face is a good way to react to this?
I think that's a reasonable response. Look, there are basically three choices. The goofy face, the flee the premises, or engage. And then there are two sub-choices under that. Sort of, you know, snarkily critique your ex's new beau, or try for sincerity and try to take the higher ground.
All right, which route are you to advocating?
The snarky attack. If it was a painful breakup and there's a lot of baggage, but no, you know, the higher ground is the harder route to take. But a compliment, a remark about someone's shoes goes a long way.
And shoes.
Always opens up conversation. Everyone has a story about their shoes.
Okay. Or their lack of shoes.
Right.
If you notice somebody's not wearing shoes, that would be a good thing to have a conversation starter.
Yeah, I noticed you're not wearing any shoes. What's the story there? Do you need shoes? And then you're talking, and you've established yourself to your ex as someone who is, large of heart. And then they start to sort of wonder, maybe I should have stayed with that person.
All right. Well, that is the advice for Ashley Ann Krigbaum. We've got another one for you, but I wanted to remind folks that we are in the public radio party. We're only 25 hours to go. I think we only need like $90,000 to get to our goal. So if one person wants to call with the $90,000, we could end it right now. What's the number?
800-525-9917.
And any donation that you make right now during Cross Currents gets you an invitation, gets you onto the guests, the VIP list for the June 11th public radio party in the Mission. 1-800-525-9917. We do membership drives differently at KALW. We are local, independent, and non-commercial. Those are all great reasons to give right now. 1-800-525-9917. We want to meet you. We want to talk to you. We want to practice all of the things that we're learning right now with you on June 11th. So go to kalw.org. There's all kinds of other thank you gifts there. We're not going to take any time out of the program because we want to really school you in how to talk in any situation. Speaking of which, after I give out the number one more time, I think we've got one other scenario for you. 1-800-525-9917. Let's get those phones ringing off the hook as you're listening. 1-800-525-9917, or just go to kalw.org. Contribute whatever works for you. Lots of people today have been contributing $100. And in fact, if you do contribute $100, you will get this book, What to Talk About by Chris and Rob. And let's go to another dilemma that we have from somebody else in our newsroom.
My name is Leela Day, and I'm a reporter at KALW. And by the way, this actually happened to me. I'm wondering what you would do if you went to another country and your friends invited you to a nude beach, Then everyone said that they wanted beer and papas fritas and told you to go get some at a nearby restaurant. And you walked into the restaurant without your clothes on because no one told you that there's this sort of invisible border where you put your clothes back on before you go into the restaurant near the beach.
So you're at the restaurant, everybody else is wearing clothes, yep. And you're naked, and you're supposed to get French fries and beer.
The answer comes from the Toastmasters, which is exercising confidence. It's an emperor's new no clothes situation. And if you pretend like you have clothes on, eventually they'll join your reality. It's all about confidence.
Yeah. And also just regular exercise, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you'll be feeling confident about your bod.
Yeah.
And then you might go on to like a bar after that restaurant.
Yeah. And it's a big, big lesson and hard to make that mistake twice. You now know where the border is, where the clothing and no clothing border is. So you've learned something.
Which is really important, right?
Yeah.
Or you could even check in with the person that you're talking to in this situation, right? How am I doing?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And the eyes up here gesture is useful.
It's kind of unfair, though, if you're naked.
True. But again, if you have enough confidence, you can do it. And we're glad that, you know, Leela and others are sharing these moments where we fall down or we don't get it right, because that's the only way we can grow in conversation, clothed or not.
Also, Leela did something painful in that one moment, but she now has an incredible story for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And that's a great time to invite people to share their stories with us. You can even ask for advice from Rob and Chris if you go to KALW.org, put it in the comments section. Maybe donate $100. What if you're somebody who hasn't become a member yet? I heard from somebody earlier today who said they moved to San Francisco recently, been listening to KALW since they got here, became a new member today. I want to thank Michael Curlers, Joe Toschick, Robin I'm going to look up your name in a minute, Robin, but thank you. Thank you. And Robert Hager of Oakland for becoming members. Why don't you join them by going to 1-800-525-9917, or they can go online. What's
KALW.org.
And can you read the number one more time?
1-800-525-9917.
Great. Okay, so let's get those phones ringing as we go back to our next story. 1-800-525-9917. When you do that, you choose to support innovative, scrappy, independent, local, non-commercial radio. That is what KALW is. 1-800-525-9917, or go to KALW.org as we listen to our next story while you're calling and clicking and getting us closer to our goal. We're trying to get 20 people to become member supporters of KALW this hour. And let's listen to another story. Sometimes a song can say something much better than we can. Or maybe a combination of songs can be a stand-in for our feelings of love, loss, joy. That's where the San Francisco Mixtape Society comes in. The group has been hosting mix exchanges at the Makeout Room in the Mission for about 5 years now. Music lovers meet, mingle, and exchange mixes based on a particular theme. KALW's Audrey Dilling dropped in on one of the events with a mixtape of her own and her microphone. Let's hear what she found.
I walk into the mixtape party with an actual cassette tape in my hand. I had to borrow my friend's stereo with a tape deck to make this. But San Francisco Mixtape Society co-founder Annie Lynn says my old school medium isn't all that rare.
It's actually surprisingly common for us to get actual mixtapes, and increasingly so with every event, because, of course, if you bring a mixtape, you will get a free beer.
Good to know. The theme of today's event is Guilty Pleasures, which explains my track listing. A little Janet Jackson If. A little Boys to Men.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
And some Dolly Parton.
Well, it's all I can do to keep from falling in love.
The bar is filling up. People start showing off their mixes.
My name is Jeremy Pollock, and I once owned a Hypercolor t-shirt. So mine is basically all the music I listened to before I knew what music was, before I knew what made good music good or bad music bad. So I have like a Cars That Go Boom, Nightmare on My Street, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Now I have a story that I'd like.
like to tell about this guy. You all know me, and he's scared as hell.
My name's Paige. So we've got some B-52s, some nice 80s take on me. A lot of cheesy 90s Everclear. We can live beside the ocean. No cheesy 90s mix complete without the Bad Touch. Spice Girls.
Is any of that stuff that you actually listen to on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. Oh, these are some of my favorite songs. And that's so embarrassing, and I don't care. If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with
my friends. Make it last forever. My name's Tim Favorite. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. So it's got everything from Britney Spears, Toxic.
What do you think's the most embarrassing?
The most embarrassing? It's probably the Temple of the Dog song, Hunger Strike. I mean, it takes me back to when I was like 10, you know. I'm getting hungry. I'm getting hungry.
It's easy to laugh at some of these mixes now, but they really were how we expressed ourselves back then. Especially when it came to secret crushes. Here's Tim Favorite again.
Usually a girl is involved and, you know, trying to impress her somehow.
Same goes for Jeremy Pollock.
You know, it was usually like someone you were in love with, or there was usually a reason for it, you know. And tapes were kind of a pain, you know. It's so easy now. The kids have it so easy now.
Amy Zimmerman says the effort it took to make a mixtape was part of the message.
Getting a mix from someone actually means a lot less now, knowing that they might not have taken as much time to do it.
But these mix masters put a lot of work into their final products, and it's time for the big swap.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out to the 5th San Francisco Mixtape Society event.
Basically, you've all received numbers for your mixtape.
As numbers get called, people go up to claim their new mix. Some even chat a little bit with the person who made it. That's just what Mixtape Society co-founder Annie Lynn wants to see.
We wanted a place for people who love music to be able to meet with other people that love music and talk about music and get to know each other and have drinks and have an icebreaker, automatic icebreaker, which is the mixtape. And there are friend groups that have come out of the Mixtape Society. There are people that have gone on to date each other, or at the very least hook up, as a result of the event.
I wonder what was on that mixtape. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dillon for Cross Currents. Make me a mixtape, something old, something new, something I said that we did that reminds me of you.
The San Francisco Mixtape Society is holding its next mixtape party at the Makeout Room on Sunday, July 27th. You can find out more at kalw.org. Just click on Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and you're listening to a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents from KALW News. Our special guests are Rob Bedeker and Chris Collin, and they are the authors of What to Talk About. All right, guys, so have you ever made a mixtape?
Yeah, well, when Rob and I were doing this book, we would make mixtapes to each other. We were sort of committed to a lot of nonverbal communication. We still try to do about 45 minutes a day.
It was a great way to procrastinate. And, you know, conversation is really a mixtape, if you think about it. We're combining and recombining little fragments of our lives into something inspiring.
And meaningful. And yeah. Do you think that there are situations where you should make a mixtape to somebody to avoid mis-expressing yourself?
I think what I hear you saying, Holly, is
in order to
avoid non-misunderstanding oneself, more or less, you want to convey that emotion. There's no better way to do it than a mixtape. I mean, I don't see many applications outside of romance.
Yeah. Well, maybe a job interview.
And a job interview.
Bring a mixtape to a job interview and just say, look, here's my resume, essentially, my mixtape.
Yeah. Just to sort of lock it in.
Great advice. And speaking of locking it in, we are in a challenge right now that we need to lock in, right? We have $1,000 riding on whether or not we get 20 people to become members of KALW right now. I want to thank Allison Steele in Oakland for putting up $500, Michael Woods in San Francisco for putting up $300, and a donor who wanted to remain anonymous for adding another $200. What does that add up to? $1,000, but only if we can get, we've gotten 8 calls or clicks in this hour so far. We've got to get 12 to 15 more.
That
to
seems
save ourselves
so
a little
achievable. So people just have to go to KALW.org and pledge there or call 800-525-9917.
That's right. And people today have been donating $100, $200, $365, which is a dollar a day. We even got a few $1,000 donations. The way that it works is everybody just comes together and puts into the public radio soup what they can afford.
You know, I think calling 800-525-9917 and trying out some of these conversation tools on
The phone volunteers
would be great. It's
fabulous.
A great audience. You can take a risk. You can ask them what they had for breakfast this morning.
You can ask them about their shoes.
About their shoes.
If you call now, you could even give us tips that we can read on the air in the next break. 1-800-525-9917. And I want to thank Robin Jagast of Oakland for stepping up and becoming a member. James Sayer from Oakland is a new member. Right on. We want lots of new members. Benjamin Zweig from Berkeley. And thanks to Alyssa Perucci. Perucci from Brisbane. All right, represent Brisbane, 1-800-525-9917. Or what's the website, please, Chris?
KALW.org.
And there you can look at all of the thank you gifts. We have a special thank you gift right now for $100 or more, What to Talk About, this wonderful book from Rob and Chris. I tried to merge your names together.
That's fine.
let's go to another scenario from somebody who needs advice on what to say in a particularly awkward situation.
Hi, I'm Julie Kane. I'm a reporter at Cross Currents. This is a true story. Imagine you are at a house party, you're in the bathroom, you're sitting on the toilet, the door opens, and Ira Glass walks in. What would you say?
All right, guys, so let's do a little role play. Yeah, okay. We're going to have Chris. You're going to be Julie Kane. You're sitting there on the throne.
Yeah.
And you, Rob, are Ira Glass. What should the conversation be in this
open
situation?
Open the door and find Julie.
Yeah. Okay. So does Julie start the conversation here?
What's... Yeah, you want to own the situation. Julie has a strong Australian accent. I can't do that. I'll just do it in a regular accent. Own the situation from the get-go. Hi, Ira.
Act one, Ira needs to use the toilet.
The theme here, as I understand it, is that I was here first, but I'm happy to have a conversation about this situation. This is an interesting situation.
Here's the thing. If you've ever been stuck in a bathroom with someone you don't really know, eventually the question becomes, what are we doing here? And is this my home?
Yeah. No, that's really interesting. I'm glad that you bring this up. Why don't you sit here
on
the edge of the tub?
At the end of the day, sitting on the toilet, asking yourself these questions, you have to look in the mirror and decide what you stand for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really have to use a bathroom.
Yeah. No, you've given me a lot to think about. I'm almost done. I'm really close.
Act two, Ira really needs to use the bathroom. Julie.
God, this is awkward because I want to be done. I really respect your work. I admire it. You're making me shy, and this is just sort of dragging this whole thing out.
But your shyness, in a weird way, sort of loops back on itself and becomes confidence. And that's the thing about this situation that we don't often realize.
Okay, I'm done, though.
All right, if we're done, that's Rob Bedeker and Chris Collin. They are the authors of What to Talk About on a Plane, at a Cocktail Party, in a Tiny Elevator with Your Boss's Boss, or If Ira Glass Walks in on You and You're in the Bathroom. You probably should add that to your subtitle. And this book can be yours for $100 pledge or above when you do what?
When you go to KALW.org.
Or call 1-800-525-9917.
525-9917. And $100 is half of what the book is going for retail right now. So that's
so
a great deal.
So this is a super duper deal.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
It's a bargain, but remember why you're really doing it. It's because you support public radio and what we stand for here.
And you want to come to a party.
And you want to come to a party.
Which is going to be at...
It's at the Makeout Room. Where? It's at CCSF in the Mission, and then there's an after party at the Makeout Room, right? Yeah.
Are you worried about people coming to this party too prepared conversationally?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about that. Mm-hmm. That's why we're giving this book out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you're bringing all these disembodied people together into a real physical meat space, and the conversation is going to sizzle. It's going to be
scintillating,
frizzante. It's going to combust.
Well, let's tell people how they can come to the actual physical party, which is in the Mission on June 11th. Everybody who contributes any amount to KALW.
Any amount. So if I call 800-525-9917 and I give whatever I can.
Whatever you can.
$1, $20, $60.
You are on the VIP list for our June 11th public radio party. It's going to be rocking. We got all kinds of public radio luminaries coming. Joe Burke is going to be there. He's super fun to party with. Roman Mars of 99% Invisible. That guy is the life of the party.
Off the hook.
Let me tell you, off the hook. Folks from Snap Judgment and everybody from KALW and Youth Radio. I don't know if Rob and Chris are going to be there to help coach you along, but they are invited. So give us a call.
1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917.
And the June 11th party is not all, my friends. That is
what?
Not all.
Mm-mm. What? There's
no,
more?
There is more. We have a $1,000 challenge. So basically, of the 12 people that we need to call, every one of those people has $1,000 added to their donation because they get us an extra $1,000. So if you're calling up and maybe donating $10 a month, your $120 donation is really $1,120.
That's amazing. And if we don't meet that, the risk is...
You got to call all these wonderful people back and say, sorry.
And flush that money down the toilet.
Well, offer to flush it down the toilet. And you guys, there's a special incentive right now for a pledge of, a donation, a contribution of $100 or more. You can get What to Talk About by Chris and Rob. And we're going to hear some more scenarios and get some more advice from them. But would you give out the number one more time before I go back to it?
I believe it's 1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917.
Oh, and I wanted to give a special shout out to Audrey Dilling from KALW News. It's her birthday today. Could you guys say a special happy birthday to Audrey for us?
Happy birthday, Audrey. You are doing great conversationally. I would not read this book if I were you.
She's
Audrey,
a very good conversationalist.
You're an inspiration, Audrey. Happy birthday.
And, you know, the best way to say happy birthday to somebody is to become a member of public radio.
That's true.
You know, it's truly classic way. 1-800-525-9917. Or as we go back to our next story, you can go to KALW.org. We have this really cool hoodie. It's a mixtape hoodie to go with that story we just heard on mixtapes. So you can get that for a donation. All of that information is on KALW.org. We don't take time out of the program to tell you about it. Just go to KALW.org, be a member, help us get an extra $1,000, and you're going to feel really great about yourself when you donate to public radio. And now let's hear another local story about a situation many of us would find nerve-wracking, which is speed dating. Finding your soulmate or life companion can be a challenge for anyone. But when you come from a conservative culture where arranged marriages and parent involvement is the norm, it can be even harder. 63% of Muslims in America are first-generation immigrants, and their values are not necessarily compatible with the American dating scene. So for South Asian, Arab, and other Muslim communities all over the country and here in the Bay, one solution that mixes the traditional and American worlds of courtship is something called a matrimonial event. Singles meet, talk, play games, all in the same room at the same time with the hope of meeting that special person. KALW's Hana Baba went to a recent event in Santa Clara to see how it works and find out if any matches were made. And a note to our listeners, some of the names in this story have been changed to protect privacy.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and about 80 young men and women, sharply dressed, fill a room decorated with purple decor, red roses, and scented candles. They've come from all around California, and love is in the air. Maybe.
My name is Ali Ardikani, otherwise known as Baba Ali, and I am a person who helps people get married.
Ali is a comedian and the founder of this event called Half Ardeen, a name taken from the Islamic principle that when you marry, you fulfilled 50% of your religious duties in life. Ali was inspired to start the matchmaking company and website with the same name based on his own experience searching for a wife 11 years ago.
I did the unthinkable. I went online.
That online search brought back 17 compatible candidates. So which one is the one? To figure that out, he formulated a way to sift through them. He said,
I'm going to email everybody a series of questions that don't have right or wrong answers. And of the 17 people, 16 answered it one way, one answered the other way. That's the girl I married 11 years ago, and I still feel like a newlywed today.
The people in the room are hoping for similar luck. I go up to one long-haired, cheery young lady we will call Samira. Like many here, family played a role in her coming.
My dad forwarded me the email, so I kind of didn't have a choice. I had to.
This event doesn't have any parents present, setting it apart from the majority of other Muslim singles events, where moms and dads are invited and sit on the sidelines, keeping a close eye on the action. Samira is in her late 20s and a singles event regular. She's been to three of them in the last 5 years.
I went to one at ISNA, you know, the Muslim convention in Chicago. So I went to one of those, and then I did one in San Ramon a couple of years ago, and I didn't feel like I belonged.
This time, she's hopeful but cautious. She likes the informal setting.
Obviously, we don't have, like, bars that we can go to and meet Muslim guys, so it's just through friends. And it's nice that it's more organized, so you're meeting people who only are interested in getting married and not just, you know, having a good time.
At her table, there are three other women and four men, an uncommon sight at most Muslim gatherings where the sexes sit separately. They start with an icebreaker. There's a piece of paper on the table that has 10 questions on it. Each person answers them. Samira asks one.
Okay. I love reading, so I'm going to ask. The last thing I read was...
I read an article on, like, the Vatican and the... I guess there was some fallouts on people in the Vatican and amongst the Pope.
I read something... related to IT. I needed that for my work, so I was updating myself.
I'm just about to finish Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson or something. I forgot the author's name, but it's Steve Jobs' biography.
At another table, the question is, if you weren't here now, where would you be? It's a chance to share interests.
If I wasn't here right now, I would probably be playing a game of tennis.
Table tennis, all right. You play here?
Not table tennis, a game of tennis.
Oh, game of tennis, okay.
As I roam the tables, I realize the questions are indeed serving their purpose. The conversation is flowing. Laughs and a warm buzz of intimacy builds up in the room.
Well, I'm Afghan by background.
Like, okay.
And so for us, there's like God, and then there's doctors, and there's everybody else.
Yeah, that's like all of us. Yeah. That's like Pakistanis.
What, are you Pakistani?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no way.
I notice one lady standing alone in the back. We'll call her Maryam. She looks around the room skeptically.
Honestly, I feel odd. I don't like being in a group setting and I have to express myself. It just seems weird to me. When you have like seven people to a table, it just feels kind of like, you know, lights, camera.
And no action, for Maryam at least. So let's go across the room and check in with Samira. Has she found a promising beau?
Not so far, yeah. Because I feel like I'm looking for someone who's definitely American and someone who's like me. Like, if I wanted to find someone from back home, that's easy to do. I don't need to come to it. Like, you know, Pakistan, Middle East, whatever. So I'm definitely looking for someone who's born and raised here. And so that's at least maybe less than half of the percentage of the people here.
3 hours into it, it seems to me this is a good way to meet people, but not necessarily to find the one. Then I see this man fidgeting nervously in a corner. He's a recent Egyptian immigrant. We'll call him Tamir. I walk over to him.
I actually found a very nice match, but I don't know if the other side would also like to date or I don't know.
He is a nervous wreck, sweating and cheeks flushed. Someone has touched his heart.
So there's one that you think...
Yeah, there's only one actually in the room.
Jackpot.
What's next?
I talk and then you put your preference... If she put the same preference, then you meet and you date and you decide.
Yella, what made you pick her? Why did you feel that she was the one?
Chemistry and education and everything, you know.
So you're going to take it to the next step with her?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And off he walks slowly towards her, hoping she feels the same way about him. Even a matchmaker can't save you from the uncertainty of love.
According to Ali Ardekani of Half Ardeen, that event resulted in 20 matches. You're listening to Cross Currents on KALW. I'm Holly Kernan, and with me in studio today, we've got Rob Bedeker and Chris Collin. They are the comedy duo and authors of What to Talk About on a Plane, at a Cocktail Party, in a Tiny Elevator with Your Boss's Boss. All right, so that was all about matchmaking, trying to find a mate. Let's hear some great opening lines if you want to kind of impress a potential mate.
We like to be a little disruptive. I mean, where are you from or how are you doing? Again, they're dead ends. So ask someone, hey, you know, what do you know about the Ottoman Empire? And you'll either get an expert, which is great, or you'll get someone who's comfortable admitting their ignorance, and then you can bond over that.
Yeah, a lot of people in a dating scenario try to impress someone with their wit. We think you do far better impressing them with your ignorance and your vulnerability around that ignorance. Rob is great at that. He doesn't know what, a microwave is. He doesn't know how thunder works. And he's very willing to express that to someone. And then it turns out people appreciate that.
You think a future mate would appreciate your ignorance?
No, what they appreciate is your candor and your bravery about admitting that ignorance.
And the fine cat-like fur that covers your body because you've emerged from the forest. Sort of a blank slate, a wild child with curiosity but without language.
And you can get all of these nuggets of wisdom when you become a member of KALW at the $100 level. We will send you What to Talk About by Chris Collin and Rob Bedeker. And you're going to feel better than you felt all the rest of the day. This is like an elixir, becoming a member of public radio. Seriously, you feel, in fact, I'm doing it right here. Gentlemen, please witness that I am becoming a member of KALW Public Radio. I'm going to go to the Radio Party. That's right.
Yeah.
And which means there's 16 of us now who have joined during this hour. We only need to get 4 more people to make this $1,000 match. Let's do it.
Wow. 800-525-9917. 800-525-9917.
Or KALW.org. You just type that into the computer, right?
You just type that into the computer.
At the same time,
bingo,
you press all the letters.
Press donate now. Yeah, KALW.org.
So you're saying
if four more
people in San Francisco and the Bay Area do that,
we'll
have achieved our goal.
We are going to achieve this goal, and that gives us $1,000 more. That's why I am joining right now. Oh, and there's an extra special incentive that is only available if you call. You have to use the phone for this one. If you join at the $120 level, we will give you dinner for two at Firefly Restaurant in Noe Valley. Firefly was originally opened by Brad Levy and Viva Edelson. They dreamed of a restaurant where the customers felt like they were at a friend's house for dinner, and that friend just happened to be a great cook. And if you get the book, Great Conversationalist, as well, you could try out your conversation skills with somebody over dinner. That's dinner at Firefly for a $120 contribution, but you have to call 1-800-525-9917.
It sounds like a dream, but it's true. It's real that someone could achieve that by calling 800-525-9917.
And so Rob and Chris are giving us advice on different scenarios. Let's go to our fourth scenario now. This is another member of KALW who needs advice from Chris and Rob.
Hi, this is Ben Trefney. I'm the executive news editor here at KALW. And what do you say when a person's, been taking the thing you're offering and you paid a lot for it and you're offering it for free because, you're a good host and it's a public service and it's the right thing to do and everything? Like, let's say beer. You give away free beer and these people come to your house and they drink your beer and they come back the next morning and they drink more of your beer and maybe more in the afternoon and that night. And the next day, and pretty much every day, all year long, for years, they drink your beer and they've never paid a dime. So, you don't want to tell them not to drink it because you want to share your beer, but you wish they'd chip in to help pay at least something for the beer. What do you say?
I feel nauseous hearing that, but I don't really believe that's a plausible scenario. I don't believe that in our society, on this planet, our species is really capable of that kind of behavior. I think that when you offer someone something of substance time and time again, I really believe that people will eventually step right up, and you don't have to do anything about it. I think they will do the right thing on their own, beer-wise.
Wait, yeah, drink more beer. Take in more of this nutritious, idea-laden, airwave-conveyed content that's coming to your brain free and ubiquitous, but supported by your donations. People's eyes will open. People's eyes will open, and they'll see the truth, and they'll see that by calling 800-525-9917, they're actually becoming a brewmaster, a source of the ideas, and closing the circle. So they're consuming and they're producing, and there's a intoxication that comes from that.
I think when you become a member of public radio, it is really intoxicating. Mm-hmm. It's I would say better than beer.
Yeah.
You seem fine. Yeah. I mean, I don't see any downsides to how you are now, Holly. You seem great.
I just feel elated because I just became a member of KALW. You can do the same thing by going to KALW.org or Rob, what else?
You could go to 800-525-9917, 800-525.
And we're super close to our goal. Sorry, I couldn't
9917, 525-9917. We're so close. So close.
Okay, we need a couple of people. Everybody who calls right now is going to have an extra $1,000 added to their donation. So there couldn't be a better reason. And we're just like 3 minutes away from being 24 hours to the end of this drive. We can do it. We are doing it.
I can feel the energy. It's like the asymptote, but we want to make it touch. What's the word for that?
Don't say asymptote.
Is that
public
are there
radio.
No words?
Everybody will get that on public radio they're a smart audience.
They are a smart audience, and I have the opportunity to use my favorite word right now. We are in the penultimate day of our membership public radio party. There is no better reason than to call right now and use the word penultimate with the phone volunteer. 1-800-525-9917.
It is truly penultimate.
Yeah, it's ultimate.
So
yeah,
penultimate.
And again, you're gonna feel just fantastic. It's like getting a get out of jail free card when you become a member of public radio.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's a sober trip. It's a healthy high. It is nourishing your soul.
And let's get some more advice from Rob and Chris. And just a reminder, at a $100 donation, you can get their book, What to Talk About, and you'll know everything to talk about when you get the invitation to the public radio party, which is on June 11th. And the only way you can get the invitation to the public radio party is by becoming a member of KALW. It's going to be so much fun. 1-800-525-9917. And let's hear another scenario, scenario number 5.
My name is Nina Gensler-Debs, and I work on Cross Currents. And my hypothetical situation is, what if you are attempting to purchase something at a store and you are on the phone at the same time and get a little flustered and hang up the phone, and when the sales associate tries to get you to sign the receipt, you accidentally say, "I love you," because you were talking to your dad and you meant to say "I love you" to your dad on the phone.
Yeah, that's a frustrating and common situation. You know, I think you have to say to yourself, you have to ask, is that really the way I want to talk to my dad in the first place? Maybe if I withhold my affection, I'll get more sort of from him.
Or own it.
Think about how you want to play your hand.
Own it and love the guy or the girl that's behind the counter.
That could even get you a match, a love connection, potentially.
Get your love connection. You will be happier. You'll donate to KALW. And, you know, call up right now and tell one of the phone volunteers, "I love you. I love you for what you're doing." Mm-hmm. And I mean it. I didn't just say that by accident. Turn the accident into an accidentitunity.
Accidentitunity.
Yeah. It's another word that KALW listeners will have in their lexicon because they're sophisticated and they see opportunity where others see only crisis.
It's true. We have the most wonderful audience in the entire public radio global sphere. 1-800-525-9917. They're contributing. People have been given gifts of $50. If you're somebody who's new, we have this great new member packet for you. If you donate $50 or more, $100 gets you What to Talk About, this wonderfully funny book by Rob and Chris. $1,000 if you can do it. Even somebody gave a $5,000 donation today. You know, the goal is we're going to end this fundraiser in 24 hours now, 24 hours. But we get the budget for this station. It's 80% of it comes from people just calling up 1-800-525-9917. And one person at a time, we do this together.
And Holly made a beautiful, inclusive hand gesture there.
That's right. And come to our public radio party. This is the only way for you to come to the public radio party on June 11th in the Mission District of San Francisco, 1-800-525-9917. We're so close.
I can feel my blood, my heart is racing. This is like a horse race. It's like
like watching a horse race.
Like being a horse in a horse race. Oh. And feeling the jockey on your back. Uh-huh.
We have an open line, 1-800-525-9917. We can do it. It's happening.
It's happening now. 800-525-9917.
Or KALW.org is a great way. You can get that hoodie that I talked about. You can get Rob and Chris's book, What to Talk About. You can peruse the gifts and do it as you know, take your time.
And for any donation, you get to come to this party and, at this point, just dazzle your fellow humans with conversation.
And now you reap the benefits. You could say it was the 11th hour that we were meeting this challenge. I was the one. I called up.
I was the person.
I put us over the finish line. And imagine what kind of conversations you'll have.
Probably get married to that person.
Probably get married to many people.
At the public radio party, you could meet your match. You should bring a mixtape probably to the public radio party, am I right? Uh-oh, we've only got like 30 seconds. 1-800-525-9917. I know we can do this, you guys.
This is your moment. This is your moment.
Okay, KALW.org is a great way to do it. We have been talking with Chris Collin and Rob Bedeker, What to Talk About on a Plane, at a Cocktail Party, in a Tiny Elevator with Your Boss's Boss. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
It was so nice talking with you.
Such a pleasure, Holly. And we've still just got seconds before you're going to go to Fresh Air with Terry Gross. You're listening to KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco. Give us a call, 800-525-9917, or go online to KALW.org.